Good morning. My name is Donald Hall, welcoming you, the distinguished listeners, to another edition of the Full Circle Show. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning. Special greetings goes out to Kai Kindu and family.
Rock stone. Some girls keep trying. love to see you when you're dancing on the floor. Cause I know you're looking something more. What more? I love it the way you know that I want it too. But all I really want is you.
She ran away. that's just to make it quick.
Yes, I
pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two.
Yes, I
tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench the setters. My night nurse, oh gosh, oh the pain is getting worse. Wanna see no doc. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. Night nurse, you alone can quench the shatters. My night nurse, oh, the pain is getting worse. I'm hurt by love. See no doubt. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy. My night nurse, all the pain is getting worse.
Yes,
I'm hurt by love. No doctor can cure.
see you through to the end. Live good, my friend. Just listen to what I say.
Chance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
chance. Yes, girl. I. Yeah. One more chance.
With you. though. We have to find a place where...
No, man. Ladies and gentlemen of the Full Circle Show, I have right with me now walking on St. Catherine Street, and there's never the right time, and the right time is now. We have legendary artists out of Jamaica, foundation artists, Rudy Mills, and I'd like to say big up, and welcome.
Yes, big up, Dan. Welcome to one and a half.
Yeah, so Rudy's been a native of Montreal for quite some time, and it's like we're supposed to have done this for years and years and years, you know. He's been around doing his thing musically here and there, and recently he's been teaming up with legendary Keith and Tex of Jamaica, and been doing some tour in Europe and in and around. So before we get to that, you know, just tell us who Rudy Mills is, and just take us back and take us forward a little bit.
Yeah, Rudy Mills is just Rudy Mills, you know, from a longer time. Been here for quite some time in Montreal, Canada. And I did put the singing on the back burner and, you know, take it up back again after the inspiration start come back. So, you know, I'm just doing what the creator, you know, want me to do, you know.
So, musically, let's tell the people exactly what you have done. Where you have laid the foundation? You tell them where you have laid the foundation.
Well, I start from Jamaica, you know. And I was living in an area where they had a lot of entertainers. Was living in that area.
Tell them the area, man.
Altman Town, you know. Kingston 4. Yeah. I think it's Kingston 4.
All right.
Yeah. And man like Jackie Opel, Carl Dawkins, B.B. Seaton, Keith Sterling, Lester Sterling, they're brothers. And I was with a group that I helped to form called the Jets. Consists of Patrick Harty, Errol Russell, Derek Buckner, and myself. And then Jackie Opel wrote some songs for us, and we record them, and we even back him up in some of them.
So what is that the same Jets like Lynn Tate and the Jets?
No, not Lynn Tate and the Jets. Okay. I think our group did call the Jets before Lynn Tate and the Jets.
Okay.
After.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then as far as recording now, when did the recording part come in?
Yeah, well, I had a good friend of mine who was working at Federal Recordings, you know. And I used to write songs and sing them while we were walking, you know. And so he knew them. He knew what I wrote, and he was working at Federal and the pressing plant. And then one day I hear a song playing on a jukebox, you know, and I said, well, that's my song. Then the voice started to come to me, and I said, wow, that's Pulos. We call him Pulos. His name is Desmond Greenwood. And he was standing right beside us because we were in our little clique, and him started to laugh, you know. And I said, how come you record a song and you never let me know, you know. Well, you know, that was it. And then I started to write more songs. And I was, I had these two guys, Barry and James, who later become the Aces. You know, it was me and them first start off singing. We used to go over race course, you know, and rehearse. Because they were living across Tarrington Bridge. And then we were supposed to record some songs because we went by Leslie Kong down on Orange Street, and Jimmy Cliff was the guy who you sing your song to, and he would say if it good, yes or no, you know. So we sang about 3 songs to him, you know. Well, actually, I was the lead singer, and he told us that the song them was nice.
So he auditioned for Jimmy Cliff.
Yeah, man. And then after the same evening, Jimmy called me one sign and said, "You alone can't sing them songs, you know. You don't need them 2 guys, you know." So, well, I felt good about that, you know. But at the same time, I didn't want to leave the guys them in the loop, you know. So, anyhow, several times we went to the studio to record, and we didn't record because they were recording the artists them who had songs out there already, you know. So, anyhow, it was a day that we were supposed to record. We were told that we're going to record the Monday, you know, we're going to be the first one. But I wasn't sure of that, and my father did get a job for me. So I just go and take the job, you know. And those guys, Barry and James, was at the studio waiting for me, you know. At the same time, Desmond had some songs, and he needed backup. So Barry and James back him up in the songs. That's how they become Desmond Deck and the Aces.
Wow, well, that's sad. Some deep history, folks. All right.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't heard the titles of your legendary songs. So take us chronologically, okay, as to the songs that you recorded and their popularity. Chronologically, take us through the songs that you've recorded that you're known for.
Okay, so after that, you know, I was working, and then I still had songs that I would love to record. And the same guy who recorded one of my songs, he sent me to Derek Harriet. You know, he sent me to Derek Harriet. 2 of his friends say, you know, go to Derek Harriet, you know, because Derek Harriet doing recordings. So I went to Derek Harriet, and he told me he didn't listen to my song the same day. He told me to come back on 2 more days after. So I went 2 more days after, and one of the Paragons was there with him at the record shop, you know. So anyhow, he says, come let me hear your songs, you know. So the Paragons guy, I forgot what his name was. And I sang about 4 songs, and they had like 2 of them. So Derek Harriet asked the Paragons, the guy from the Paragons, which one of the songs he think he should record with me. So the guy says a long story, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Hear that, folks? A long story by Rudy Mills. So go on your archives, check it out on YouTube. Legendary Rudy Mills here on the Full Circle Show this morning. Okay, so this interview is being conducted right in the midst of the Formula One downtown Montreal on a Friday evening. So, you know, there's never a right time. So, like, what was the second hit?
Second hit was John Jones.
Jones, you
But I did another one before, even before John Jones, was a place called Happiness. That becomes the flip side of John Jones. And there was another song, was one of the flip side of John Jones, so was Bombshell. It was the instrumental part and a guy just blow saxophone on it, you know. And then from then on, I did the rest of the songs them I did, and it went on my album, first album, you know, Rudy Mills Reggae Hits. And I migrated, came to Canada, and I just put everything on the back burner because I start to raise a family, and you know, so that wasn't really on my mind then. But all things in